Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, lock, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And I just made it today with just seconds to spare. I was out there on the farm, you know, doing farm chores just before the broadcast. I guess trying to multitask is maybe a dangerous thing. I just made it. Thank you, Jason, for holding the broadcast for me so I could be live today. We were going to have Dr. Sergey Sorin today. I haven't heard from him. I don't know where he is. So it looks like just me. Kathy may join us if she has time. But I have a full syllabus to share with you, to teach. And it is 5-minute university lessons. So they are automotive. They're about silverware, they're about trailer balls, they're about wiring, they're about bearings, they're about patching tires, they're things that you probably would like to know about, but I don't think many people teach. So here we go. So number one, a large van came into the shop, and this van is in good condition. It's one of those front engine. I'm not talking about a minivan. I'm talking about a van like we used to have when Dodge used to make vans and Ford used to make vans. And, the kind of thing that could be used for commercial purposes or hauling people around, a bunch of people with a lot of seats. And these vans have front air conditioning systems and rear. And what happens to them is as they get older, the hoses that run the refrigerant and the heating system hoses, which carry antifreeze, back to the heat exchanger in the back of the van, age and crack. And when they do, they leak. Now, it's not such a big deal if it's a heater hose that leaks because, for maybe $2 a foot, you can replace the 5/8 or 3/4 inch heater hose. It's not a big deal. But when the refrigerant line fails, and there's two of them, and there are fittings and O-rings and the evaporator, and it's really hard to figure out exactly where the leak is. And so what typically happens is someone has one of these vans, and it could be a minivan too, if you have rear air conditioning, that has a separate evaporator, coils for the rear or the mid part of the van versus the front. Well, there are hoses that connect the compressor and the condenser, the front coils, by the radiator, and pump refrigerant through these lines. Well, determining where the leak is can be really tough because there's a lot of cabinetry, there's a lot of ductwork, and there's a lot of hoses and fittings. And what happens is when you have a leak, if you bring it to a shop, they'll say, oh man, it's going to cost a fortune to determine where the leak is. So what we have done is we figured out a way of saving the customer a lot of money and bypassing the leak. And there are available refrigeration plugs. And a plug is inserted into a line at the fitting. And what it does is it stops the refrigerant from traveling through that line that leaks. So there's one for the high pressure side, one for the low pressure side, because you have two hoses going to the rear air conditioning unit. You have two hoses going to the front air conditioning unit. And if you block off the rear ones, you blocked off the leak. Now, of course, you won't have rear air conditioning. But when a vehicle is, let's say, worth $2,000, and it costs $1,000 or $2,000 to fix the leak, it's a no-brainer, right? So that's what we have done. We have, we can't find the leak, and it's, you know, cost prohibitive in hours to find the leak, and then it's cost prohibitive to replace the hoses and the O-rings and, you know, take everything apart and put it all back together. This is what we do. And you can find these refrigeration bypass fittings on the Internet. You might want to consider doing it. I understand we have Dr. Sergey Sheely Soren with us. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. So last time we were talking, we were going to go discuss mold a little more deeply. Did you want to do that today?
We sure can. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, how is everybody at the Sheely Soren family compound? Everybody okay?
Wonderful, wonderful. Actually, I'll see if I can get Dr. Sheely on the line for a few minutes for us in a little bit. But, yeah, doing fantastic, doing great for the holidays. Thanksgiving was absolutely, fantastic, amazing. Grateful for the family, grateful for the opportunity, grateful for, for a chance to be the light here in the world and for literally all the amazing people that came together.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about mold. So my question is, it seems to be everywhere. Many people have it in their shower, on their shower curtains, in the crevices, in their showers, the bathtub, caulking, black mold. And then there's the kind of reddish brown tan mold that sometimes shows up on the floor of the showers. And then there's the black mold that can be in the ductwork or can be embedded in the walls if a house has been flooded. What are your thoughts about it? Is it dangerous? What are your initial thoughts about black mold?
100% dangerous, absolutely. Certain now, mold in itself is not, you know, again, it's just a species in nature. When it's threatened, it will develop a defense. It builds this perimeter around it, whereas it protects itself from extinction. In the meantime, that protection eradicates the human host, so to speak. Now, the interesting thing about mold is that, especially black mold and otherwise, there's a few types that are, especially dangerous. Is it doesn't even have to be inside the house. Sometimes people test for the mold inside the house, and it's negative, especially in all the high-flow areas, by bathrooms, sinks, so on and so forth. But there's still exposure coming in from the outside, and that is possible, especially in some people who are sensitive. The bottom line is that it's not just the mechanism, the organism, the mold itself. It's what happens to the immune system in the process. And the immune system gets hyper activated. Next thing you know, you have all kinds of allergies. You have all sorts of pulmonary issues, lots of different things going on. Co-activation of other immune things like Epstein-Barr virus, Lyme disease, all kinds of stuff. And of course, the other interesting thing is that mold toxicity tends to go very well together with the reactivation of the heavy metal toxicity. Typically, there is also a combination, it doesn't have to be, but there can be a combination of leaky guts and other things. So you're talking about a system that has been compromised, sensitive, and people have come to say, hey, well, that's normal. That's what it is. That's my system. Well, that's not right. That's not right. A lot of it depends on what we do and how we work with it. There's some pretty simple, easy ways of literally helping yourself.
Well, then the next question is bread. When bread is made, yeast is used. I make bread, mm-hmm. and I egg yeast. Now, is that similar in some respects to mold?
And again, you know, and this is the wonderful thing about nature is that there's never just the bad. There's never just the, you know, such as, you know, for example, people used to say good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. It's a lot more complicated than that. It's the ratios. It's the, there's, in our gut, in our environment, there are organisms, bacteria, viruses, mold, that are actually, some of them are very healthy. Without them, without that, we do not make, we don't make the things that our body needs. It's a symbiosis. Some mold is dangerous, and that's what happens when there is an overgrowth or imbalance. And that's exactly the same concept in the medicine, holistic approach, because if you can look at the disbalance and or imbalance, I should say, and figure a way to make it better, make it right, come back to the original design, then, well, you don't have to have all those troubles.
Okay, so let's say a person's making bread, and it's becoming more common as the progression of these diseases that we're finding all around us appear, and people just want to stay home more and more and more. Well, making bread, can we actually really hurt ourselves by inhaling through our sinuses, through our nose, some of the yeast as we scoop out a teaspoon and a half out of the yeast package?
Typically not. Typically not, because that's not the, there's different types of yeast and different types of mold. I wouldn't necessarily worry about that. Now, obviously, if the environment is not safe, or if the environment is compromised, dirty, or you're not sure that the kitchen is okay, or wherever you're working, then it's good to check for the pathological mold. But not so much, I wouldn't worry about making bread.
Okay, so when women get a yeast infection, is that a different kind of mold? Different kind of yeast from bread-making yeast or wine-making yeast or beer-making yeast?
Well, it's a different physiological process in the body. I think the bigger thing is, you know, we're so conditioned, we're so used to the concept of focusing on the pathogen that we forget about the most important factor. It's the host. The host is what determines what happens. And you can take two absolutely, same pathogens and introduce them to two different people, and they'll have two different types of reactions. One will have a significant mold response, immunocompromise, and activation of all sorts of, inflammatory pathways, allergic pathways, immune system turning on itself and basically going into a habit, not knowing what to do because of all this super antigen presenting itself and, hey, what do we do now? And a lot of that response is not helpful. It goes overboard. Again, there is the good and the bad, so to speak, or symbiotic and not symbiotic. Symbiotic means we work together, and this is what most of the gut biome is all about. That's what most of the... And there's a lot more cellular organisms that are not human in our bodies.
When we come back, let me talk about raking leaves and unrolling hay that has been stored, let's say in the barn, maybe stored outside, got wet, and you can see this white powder going into the air. Is that dangerous to some people? Is that something that could cause pneumonia? We'll be right back with Dr. Sergey Shulison.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergey Sheila Soren's with us. And if you'd like to contact the clinic, Dr. Sheely's and Dr. Sergey Sheely's, Dr. Sergey Sheely Soren's clinic, you can go to 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. So back to raking leave and unrolling hay. Are there some inherent dangers in that, maybe that you've evidenced in the emergency room?
Lots. Lungs are the most sensitive of the organs when it comes to mold. And actually, now that I'm here with Dr. Sheely, and he's here with us. Do you have anything to say about mold and mold exposure and some of the best ways to work with that?
Well, mold is terrible and can kill you. And obviously, at the top of my list, it's probably ozone, but second to vitamin C, IV.
Dr. Sheely, when you say ozone, are you talking about inhalation ozone, or are you talking about extracting the blood?
Yes, extracting the blood and giving it IV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you're talking about treating the whole body with ozone and the whole body with the IV, like a Myers cocktail, right? That's what we're talking about?
Right.
Okay. So is there in addition to that, is there also a direct and targeted treatment for the lungs?
Possibly, but I don't know it.
Okay.
I'll jump in. Dr. Shilley is focusing right now on the holistic aspect of it, which is you know, supporting the immune system and you know, ozone and vitamin C. But the major thing that you can do is there's also antifungal agents that can be done, prescribed by a doctor. And this is the advantage of having an allopathic degree or DO comes in with a capacity to prescribe something like Diflucan or something of that nature, especially if there's a significant overgrowth. Sometimes, if it's an emergency, it's an intravenous, antifungals. So it depends on how bad the situation is. And, of course, the first and foremost thing is get out of the exposure.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider a colloidal silver as an antifungal?
Colloidal silver has many interesting healing properties. So does colloidal gold. Interestingly, colloidal silver is wonderful in so many ways. I would consider that as an option. Yeah, if somebody wasn't interested in taking prescription drugs, I think especially nano or micro-sized silver particles are antibacterial, and I do believe they have a range of other anti-bug activity, so to speak.
As a farmer, I get myself into situations where there is mold when I feed the cows. You know, go out there on the tractor and I take a 1,000-pound roll of hay and unroll it for, let's say, an eighth of a mile. And as I do that, it's like taking twine off a spool. That's really what this is like. And it lays down a mat of hay 4 to 5 feet wide as I go forward. And I try to do that so the wind is blowing into my face, so the wind is blowing the mold away from me. But when I'm done with that, if I think I've been exposed to mold, may I say what I do and get your comment on that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So what I do is I take one of those nebulizers and I take five drops of 100 part per million colloidal silver, put that in the nebulizer, and I add 3 milliliters of 0.9% saline solution. I shake it up, and I take 3 as deep as I can inhalations, hold it for 10 seconds, and then exhale each one of them. That's what I do as an agent to prevent me from getting a massive lung infection. Seems to work. So when we come back from this break, can you give us, you know, have I lost my mind? Am I killing myself? Or is this something that could be medically sound? We'll be right. Do you have a couple minutes to stay with us?
I do, just not too much, but yes, it sounds very cool.
You need to get your hands on some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
China's severe zero-COVID strategy Monday has large crowds demanding President Xi Jinping resign. The communist government made no comment on the protests or criticism of the communist leader. It has been 2 weeks since 4 University of Idaho students were murdered in the middle of the night at their home near the campus. Because the killer or killers remain at large, the university gave students the option either finish the fall semester online or on campus after Thanksgiving break starting today. A strong storm system that moved into the Pacific Northwest Sunday is expected to spawn severe storms in the south this week. A significant severe weather event is expected across parts of the lower Mississippi River Valley Tuesday. The threat could affect more than 25 million people from eastern Texas to southern Indiana. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Today I've got your
take. When you go to the
theater
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Sergei Sheila Sorens with us, and my question was that I use 100 parts per million colloidal silver, 5 drops, 5 FIVE drops, and I mix that with 3 milliliters of 0.9% saline solution, sterile saline solution, medical saline, and I inhale 3 deep breaths of it and exhale as a preventive agent for preventing pneumonias and other lung infections. Your thoughts, and am I killing myself, or is this a reasonable approach?
I do believe it's a reasonable approach. It's a non-conventional approach, obviously, but it makes sense. I mean, it's a logic, and obviously you're still here to tell the story, so, hey, that's good.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at the calendar. December 4th is getting pretty close, and I have from Rich Sheban a message for Dr. Shealy's birthday, and I'm finishing up mine. You should probably have that today. And that's a big day. Dr. Shealy's a big 9-0, 90th birthday, right?
It's a big, big deal. Vincent, are you able, will you be able to come out to the house to be there in person?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I understand Lou's going to be there and a bunch of Dr. Shealy's closest and dearest friends.
Yeah,
and family,
from all
right?
The decades and all of the wonderful achievements that have been done as a collaborations and yeah, not too many people from the older days. Being 90 kind of leaves you with not too many friends, that age. But there's a few that are coming. Dad, how do you feel about the 90th birthday celebration?
It's okay. I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to it, Dr. Shealy. You have a very nice home, and I'm just wondering if you're going to be able to put that addition on in time to have your friends show up. It should be a lot of people that would love to attend that.
Well, I imagine so, but there's a limit.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I did get a personal invitation from Dr. Shealy about a month ago. And even before that. So I'm looking forward to that, Dr. Shealy.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We'll be there. That's December 4th. Okay. Dr. Sergey, do you have to go?
Oh, no. Just Norm just got a visitor, actually. He is one of the friends who came by to visit, so I'll just take the phone on. Roger, please welcome. Yes.
Okay. How much time do you have with us today?
A few more minutes. I mean, not a huge amount, but a few more minutes. Yeah.
Okay. In terms of mold, is for those who might be susceptible to it and are eager to rake the leaves on their lawn or do the kinds of things that I do with hay, do you have a recommendation? Is a mask viable, an N95 mask, or is this just a waste of time?
A waste of time, I imagine. I mean, some people who are super allergic it may help. It may help. But the best thing is, instead of running away from the environment, build the internal system. In other words, work on lifestyle. Work on self-regulation. In other words, the control center. Biogenics, for example, it's an amazing system that Dr. Shealy has been preaching for, and he's actually put together from 18 and 1900s that really, really work for getting people to a better place mentally, emotionally, and that's one of the keys. Who am I? There's also all kinds of factors that are important, and one thing that I would consider strongly is IVs, for example. I get IVs on a regular basis. IV for vitamin C, Myers cocktail, 25 to 50 grams, depending on the indication, on the issue. There is the intravenous ozone, as Dr. Shealy said. There is other treatments. You can put ozone in the nose, believe it or not. It's just a certain way of working with it. You don't want to inhale it in the lungs, but you can actually certainly clear the upper airways. It's one of my favorite things to do as well.
Okay, are you saying that ozone directly into the lungs, like air from an ionizer directly, is dangerous? Is that what you're saying?
It's not recommended for most people. For example, if you're going to do the inhalation therapy for the pulmonary purposes, the most important thing is this is what we do. When we insufflate into the nose and mouth, it's literally you take a full deep breath in so that you are not breathing into the lungs, and then you take a smaller, easier breath and then just kind of fill up the upper, nasal cavities and otherwise. It's a way to protect the lungs from exposure. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it can be irritating. Now, obviously, medical grade ozone is much safer, and it's something that we use in the office, but you have to be careful as well. And some people are quite sensitive.
I think I understand what you're saying. So you take a deep breath in, maybe through your mouth, and then you fill up your lungs, hold that. So now you have displaced as much volume as you can in your lungs. Then you take a little bit more in through your nose or mouth and then blow it out through your nose. Is that right?
Correct. You know, I love talking to you, actually. I mean, you've got common sense. This is a mechanics approach to life. I mean, love it, you know?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So I have one quick question. Joey called last, he wanted to speak with you last week, and you were unable to be on the air with us. So he asked me to ask you a question. And the question is, and this is something that I do, class, I have a PEMF device, as you know, and I use it every day, and so does Mrs. Finelli. And our dog uses it when we're not using it. And we also have a scalar device. And Joey wanted to know the combination of PEMF and scalar. What are your thoughts? What are the benefits? And these are devices that that are Dr. Shealy's and your devices engineered by Lou Cassidy.
Yes, indeed. It's one of the best combinations of that. Literally, it's... scalar is a rectangular shaped about book size a device that has a crushed sapphire on the front, and there are frequencies that are scalar waves. The benefit is that it clears the free radicals. It also does a lot of wonderful things for blood coagulation. So for people with vascular issues and certain other conditions, there's been improvement in the diabetes, in the sugar. We've done research and study along that at some point a few years ago. So that's a wonderful, wonderful device, and it's a really simple thing. You just I have one in every room of the house where we are. So I don't have to move it from one place to another, but it is okay to move. It's quite easy. You just unplug and plug. Wherever you are. So that's one way to go in combination with a PEMF, and the PEMF is one of the best devices that I can think of. As a matter of fact, if you have to choose one, I would certainly go with a PEMF. There's three different modes, and the best one of the best things about the first mode, which is the Schumann frequency, 7.83 cycles per second, is that it grounds. It stabilizes the cellular structure of who we are. It supports us from the very roots up electromagnetically. And so no wonder that it works on almost every organ system. And I'm actually wearing one right now. I'm literally just walking around with the device 24/7. And then, of course, there's other modes. But the combination is absolutely magnificent. Thank you for mentioning.
Yeah, well, you know, we literally use it every day. And one of the things that I put together for Dr. Shealy's 90th, you know, my remembering, you know, some of the things that I've done with him is the PEMF device, and I think I have prototype number 2.
Some time ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Literally, Dr. Shealy came to the house with Lou Cassidy, and they as Dr. Shealy was coming through the door, he was handing me this bag, and he said, "This is for you." And literally, it was, I think, prototype number 2. And I've been using it ever since. And so in this 90th birthday, remembering all the neat things that I've done with Dr. Shealy, and he's done, you know, in impacted my life, that's what I'm saying, that's really high up there in my memory, because that saved my life. It really did. I absolutely believe that the combination of the Myers cocktail, the protocol that Dr. Shealy had recommended, which is the same protocol as recommended for pretty much everybody else, vitamin C, vitamin B, complex, the youth formula, turmeric, beta-glucan, D3, astaxanthin,
magnesium,
magnesium, ashwagandha root, things that I take religiously, I believe that that protocol, the diet, the exercise, got me off all these prescription drugs, and I was on a downward spiral. I was not going to make it. And now Washington University Hospital absolutely cannot believe the progress that I've made. And I'm only one of two people. That's a huge, this is the Mayo Clinic of the Midwest. That's Washington University Hospital. Okay. It's a scientific research hospital. And they cannot believe the progress that I've made. As a matter of fact, when you're really sick, you want to go see the doctor, right? That's what you want to do. And no, please, no offense. I love seeing you and Dr. Shealy, but I'd rather see you on non-medical reasons than medical reasons, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So what I've done is I've literally postponed for over a year and a half my checkup appointments with Washington University Hospital because I have done so well. Now, I am putting the reason for that as following Dr. Shealy's protocol. And one of the things that I've written is that your vitamins will last a long time, really long time, if you don't open the bottle.
Absolutely. There's actually protective elements that are, for the moisture.
I'm saying it for a different way. What I'm meaning is people sometimes buy vitamins and don't take them.
Oh,
that's what I mean. That's what they'll last a long time if you don't take them. But it makes no sense not to take them. Okay.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, I've followed. I bought the vitamins, mineral supplements, and I take them, and it worked. It's still working. So
thank you. Major, important point. Absolutely. If you're not organized, if it's not on your if it's not outlaid in a place where you're gonna be seeing it and taking it. In other words, if you don't, that's on you. Then it doesn't happen. That's what I see in the practice.
Well, when I was at your house, you do the same thing that we do. The vitamins, minerals, and supplements are on the kitchen table. It looks like we'll see you next week, right, Dr. Sergey?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Looking forward to it. See you then.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, that was great to hear from Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren, and they'll be back next week. Dr. Shealy's 90th birthday is December 4th. If you'd like to send him a note, wish him happy birthday, that'd be Norm at normshealy.com, N-O-R-M at normshealy.com. So Shealy is spelled S-H-E-A-L-Y. Norm at normshealy.com. And so it looks like it's me for the remainder of this class, unless, you know, Kathy may join. I don't know if she has time or not, but she's certainly welcome to if she'd like to. So over the weekend, we had the pleasure of working on a couple trailers. And I have yet to see a single trailer come into our shop for any purpose, whether it be someone with a trailer that came to see us and they just happen to have the trailer hooked up to their truck, or whether they came in for some kind of repair or for us to check it. I have yet to see a trailer come in 17 years, other than ours, that was operational to my standards. Not one. And so here's what I see. And the reason I'm telling you this is you should look at this if you have a trailer. And you should be wary if you're on the road and there's a trailer near you. Because I believe that almost all the trailers on the road, unless they've been inspected carefully and competently, are not operationally safe. That's my feeling. My opinion. Don't believe anything you hear me say or anything that you hear in the media or read in the media. That being said, here's what I see. Ozone cracked tires. That means that the sidewall of the tire has been exposed to the sun and it was unable to defend itself from the ozone, and the sidewall cracks. I see cracks between the ribs of a tire. I saw a trailer yesterday with all of the following problems. It had a bubble in the tread. So it was kind of like if a person had a cyst on his or her skin. And this bubble was under the tread. So the tire would thump, 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 thump down the road. It would cause an out of balance feeling. It would shake and vibrate the load and maybe even cause the load to leave the trailer, depending on what the load is and how it was strapped down or chained down. So there's the ozone cracking of the sidewalls and of the gaps in between the tread. Then there's trailer wiring issues. I have yet to see a trailer that had operational wiring, meaning when you step on the brake lights come on the trailer. When you turn on the running lights and the side clearance marker lights come on. The brakes, when you step on the brake pedal, if it has electric brakes, that they work properly. I've yet to see one that's right. I've yet to see a trailer that has the correct size cotter pins that are used to adjust the tapered wheel bearings on the trailer the correct size. Normally, they are about half the size they should be, half the thickness. Why is that? Because Harbor Freight and companies like that sell smaller than normal sized cotter pins. So they're not as thick, they're not as strong, and they sell them in packages. And when you go by the assortment of all these different sizes of cotter pins, pretty much all of them are the wrong size. So when people go to adjust the wheel bearings, they take out the old cotter pin, put in a new smaller one, and to me it's substandard. And that means that the castellated nut that you use to adjust the wheel bearings turns a little bit in and a little bit out because the cotter pins are the wrong size. They're too small to hold that castellated nut properly. And then I find that the wheel bearings on the axles are not lubricated properly. When you lubricate a wheel bearing, I'm going to tell you how to do it. What I do is I wear those food service gloves. These are these flimsy, inexpensive, clear, one size fits everybody gloves. They're like 300 in a package, and they're inexpensive. And I take a dab of grease, about a tablespoon of grease, and I hold the bearing sideways. So I force the grease that's in the palm of my hand that's covered by a glove, clean grease with no grit in it at all. I force the grease through the wheel bearing, between the rollers of the wheel bearing. And I press down, and until the clean grease comes out. And I do that all the way around the wheel bearing. That's how I pack a wheel bearing. Then I fill the cavity in the hub with more grease, probably about 50% full. Put the wheel bearings in, and then I adjust the wheel bearings with a wrench and the castellated nut, and I tighten it till it's tight, and then I back off so that there's just a little tiny bit of play. And don't do this without learning how to do it. Don't do it based on what you hear on the radio. You need to have a visual on this. We'll be right back. Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.